Ay, qué bueno.
Hi Pooja, good afternoon.
Hi, hello, sir.
Okay, so let's wait for Saloni and then you will take notes as we go.
Yeah, sir.
Let's see. She has confirmed, right, that she's going to come?
Yes, sir. She has accepted the meeting.
Yeah. All right, I will just go on mute and shut off my camera for 2 minutes. And when she's back,
Yes.
When on, I'll come back. Okay.
Yes,
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Saloni is online.
Yes, sir.
Saloni, hi, can you hear us?
Miss Saloni?
I think she's probably connecting on the phone. She's gone. Let's wait for her to come back.
Okay.
No sign of her yet.
She has even not shared her number also, sir, so that we might have called her.
Yeah, it might be, check her email. It might be in her signature. Perhaps you want to give her a call. Maybe we need to reconvene at some other time when she's not trapped, if possible.
Okay, sir.
So check her signature, see if there's a call, a mobile number.
Okay, sir. Okay. Just give me 2 minutes. She is trying to connect, actually.
She's still planning to come? Okay. Okay, I think she's trying to join again. So let's Let's see if she can hold the connection now.
Yeah. Right, sir.
No, I don't think she has a good connection here as well.
Yes, sir. Again, it's disconnected, sir.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's give her 2 minutes, otherwise we'll cancel the call.
Then... Definitely, sir, definitely.
Let's try one more time.
Hello.
Yeah, hi Saloni.
Yeah, just a second, sir. Apologies for the delay. There's some issue from the 1 second. Just let me connect.
Please open your camera also.
Yeah. Am I audible, sir? I don't know, there was some issue with my audio and video in my PC. So sorry
okay.
for the delay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have to warn you, Saloni, I do have another appointment at 5:30. So it's your call.
I'll be specific, okay. Sir. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, otherwise we can schedule, but you know, if you're okay with 20.
Yeah. I would just cut straight to the questions now.
Yeah.
So, sir, I think it's been a year now since last we had the meeting. So my first question would be regarding some updates on the industry market size. Last time you had mentioned it was around 200 million pounds, which is around 2,000 crores.
Yeah.
Was that the global or the Indian market size that you were mentioning?
That was global.
Global, right? So any changes in that, sir? Has it grown from there or has it improved?
I would say that it's more or less flat, Saloni, because I think what we're seeing is we see growth in places like India, Indonesia, Vietnam, you know, some faster growing economies in Asia. We see shrinkage in Europe, and that's primarily because of the war and the effects on the economy, inflation, etc. So what we're seeing is we're seeing some of our customers go out of business. So more or less, I would say, okay, the growth in Asia is being offset by a decline in the Western markets. So, maybe it has gone up to 205 million, but not very much. So, I would consider it, in terms of inflation, a flat market.
Okay. In India, what's the size, sir, if you have an idea?
India, I think what we are looking at is about, 150 crores. Okay. 150 okay. to 180 crores in INR. Would be the market size.
Okay.
So about a tenth of the market, like you can roughly say about a tenth of the market it would be in India.
Right. So because we mentioned our market share to be around 40% in this, so we were basically mentioning that in our AR. So that's the global market size that we are thinking of, right? Any potential targets that you have in mind of what you want to achieve in terms of market size?
Market share or market size?
Market share.
Market share. So we haven't sort of set a target in terms of market share, and the reason that is a bit of a sort of say confusing number. That would be a confusing number is because we haven't assessed yet what, if any, market share we have lost due to some of the recent pricing increases. So if you look at our results on Q1 and Q2, we've declared pretty decent margins, and some of that has been passing on price increases. So in 2024, we'll be doing an assessment of, okay, so I'm sure we've lost some business to price, although the overall value has gone up, you know, our volume's down. We will take a step back and reassess. You know, we normally don't target market share. We typically take the run rate of business and then look at customer churn in a sense, you know, what can we win, what can we lose? Because market share does, it's a misleading, it doesn't give you a sense for the margin, right? Because there are sections of the market which are not attractive from a margin standpoint. So we have exited those.
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. You mentioned so 150 crore India, but our top line itself is 150 crore. So do you mean to say that?
But our sale in India is only half of that. So MCIL
Right,
export.
Domestic, you were saying.
Yeah.
So who else do you think apart from Vesuvius is in this space in India?
In India, we have a couple of competitors. We have Zircar Crucibles, which is now called Zircar.
Correct.
We have a new company called Mask Global, which has come up, which is
Right.
typically. Which is actually rapidly occupying the space that Zircar holds because they are actually going after their
Correct.
customer.
Right.
And there's another sort of a small player called Avirat Crucibles that has come in.
Okay. So regarding the numbers, obviously these past two quarters, the numbers were phenomenal in terms of margins. Any specific reason for that? In terms of sales also, I would just ask the question simultaneously that auto has been the primary driver for our revenue growth over the years. So this growth was led by auto specifically, or is there any new industry that has come up? And again, if you could explain the reason for such a jump in margin and sustainable levels, what are you looking at?
Yeah. So I'll address the sales question first. Yes, auto is a big driver for us. Although you probably know better than I do what the auto outlook is for India. So it's a bit soft post-Diwali. As far as the margins go, we had a combination of two things. One is we finally pushed through all the sales price increases that we had planned. You know, because some of them were more delayed depending on negotiation with customers. At the same time, we saw two things happen. One is our plant got more efficient. So Nitin and his team here at the site have been driving a lot of efficiency actions. So we're seeing productivity improvement. And we also, to be honest, have seen the inflation taper off a little bit in raw materials and freight. So we have, you know, a good combination of sales price increases, you know, helped by the efficiency improvements in the plant and as well as helped by some raw material inflation, you know, settling down. So that's been the primary reason for the margin jump in the, and I think it's quite sustainable because what we found is, you know, we don't intend to give a lot back on price. We might have to do that in some quarters, right? In some markets, whatever the market, we might have to do that. But our efficiency actions are sticking, and inflation forecast sort of, you know, continues to be quite tame. We were worried about energy for next year. We still are worried about energy, but our contracts for gas are indexed to the global oil price. So global oil price right now, you know, is coming down. It's below $70 a barrel. So we see a pretty reasonable raw material input and raw energy input forecast. So I'm quite confident that we can hold those margins.
Sir, over the years, if you look at like the last decade or so, we have had very muted sales growth because we really did nothing on the expansion side. The last couple of years, you had your Avatar project, Project One, Project Two, where the company almost spent around 62 crores and sold Mehsana plant as well along with it. So, how much legroom is still there for us to grow? Because only after CapEx we have been able to see some growth in our top line. So how much of that legroom is still left, and what are our planned expenditure to keep maintaining this momentum of sales growth?
So the avatar expansion probably cost closer to 40 crores. I mean, we have a normal outlay of sort of 10 crores a year and normal CapEx in our. So you remove that number 40 crores. So we have headroom. I think we can easily get to about 250 CR with the capacity we have without making significant investment. Our plan obviously is to capitalize on that. We are a little behind my own schedule because our export markets are quite soft, right? So Europe, the demand is down. Asia, the demand is down. India, we're growing, but we're growing in the higher margin businesses. Not, we're not just, we're not chasing growth for the sake of chasing
Growth for
growth.
the sake of margins.
Yeah, one of the reasons we've seen a muted sales growth in from, say, 2012 to 2019, 20, 20, leave aside 20 because of the pandemic year, but 2019, 21 is because we really got selective about which business to take.
Which business to
We
take?
could have had, we could have had more, and we today, even today, we can get more. In fact, we are having a distributor meeting tomorrow in Aurangabad, and all of them are going to tell me, "Sir, aap price support karoge to hum aur jeet sakte hain." But that's not the point. The point is to make sure we have a sustainable margin to take forward to support the investment that we are making. So our goal is to get to 300 crores as quickly as possible. Yeah, in the out years, near years, so let's say 24, 25, I would like to climb towards 250 and above. And we have the capacity to do that. We don't need to do any sort of big investment for that. Because the Avatar project gave us that headroom. And if we can bring that additional 70, 80 crore in at the margin we have today, it's a pretty good business plan. So that's what we're going after. We know that we cannot get everything from the Indian market. So today, our domestic versus export sales is
It used
50-50.
to be always around 50-50. I think last year domestic was very high because obviously of the export being low.
But this year we are back to 50-50. And if we can see some recovery in the European market after, say, Q2 of next year, calendar Q2, not then we should be able to get there quicker. Because we have some
So
good
this
attractiveness on the export side.
This new growth that you are saying of 250 to 300, which industry in particular are you seeing? Auto again is going to be primary winner for this, or any other industries we are seeing some traction coming from?
Yeah, so we are looking to get into the lithium-ion battery space, but we have not considered that in our forecast for the next 2 years. The way the growth is going to come here is just geographic markets, not so much industry. So I'm looking at shifting some products from our German factory because in Germany we have a couple of problems. We have gas price. It's just the roof, right? After the war has started with Russia and Ukraine. And the other one is that we have problems with finding people. In Germany, unemployment is very low. And our industry is not a very attractive industry for younger people to come and work. So when we look at that two aspects, our manufacturing plant in Germany is going to be rapidly become so less competitive than it has been. Therefore, we're taking the action of sort of moving some of those product lines to India, which we can do that based on the Avatar work that we did. And so it'd be somewhat, maybe not for MMS globally, not a huge increase in volume, but it'll be for MCIL a good base to build from. Because MCIL will get some of that volume. This is our plan as we look at it.
So you're planning to shift the plant and machinery from the German factory to Moggonite Crucible?
No, just the technology, just the process.
Just the technology. And from that, we are assuming we can generate around 50 crore odd sales.
Yeah, I think some of that, I mean, about 40 crore or so will come from there. The other one will be just growth in market. It's the market because India is growing. Indian market, I think, expanding at 6-8% CAGR. So we'll be able to tap that plus, as the current export markets come back for our current products, we should be able to see some improvement there as well.
So in AGM, because we've been very hesitant to really, be aggressive in giving our estimates. We've always said 10 to 15% sales growth we'll grow. just to be conservative, right? So on a realistic basis, once you achieve 250, what sort of plans are there within the company of how to achieve the next leg of growth? Are we looking for expansion, and is the industry capable of taking on our expansion, like the growth rate itself in the industry? Just trying to understand the whole dynamic of the industry, of how it has changed in the last 2 years, because there is some change in the numbers of you as well as some other private companies in this space. So
I don't think we can go from 250 to 400 just based on the crucible market, right?
Correct.
So I think we are starting to develop some products for the lithium ion battery space. It's a completely new market for us, right? Nothing to do with metals and on. If we are successful, we are making some investments here in Aurangabad for that, right? As of now, there remains sort of smallish investment because, you know, we need to prove our product. But that would be the next step for me. I mean, I don't think metals market is going to give us that, you know, 500. Right. So, you know, if you look at MMS today, globally, our sales into the metals market is only 600 crores in Indian rupees, 650 crores, right, something like that.
Right.
So I don't see 400 of that coming from India, because it's just not, right? China, I have a plant in China that generates, you know, a certain amount, and Germany will continue to have their sales in Europe. So if you want to go from 250 to 400, we have to do it on the basis of getting into a different market. And what we've selected right now is the lithium ion battery market, because that has a good exponential, you know, growth profile over the next 10 to 15 years. I don't have revenue forecasts for you because we are not there yet. I think, you know, we are filing for patents around this product, and we have already done that, and it will be published in early 24. So once we get there, we also have customer trials going on for this product. So, assuming we get some...
What product exactly in lithium-ion battery?
It is a container for processing cathode powder.
Okay.
So, this is one step below battery pack. We are talking about battery pre-products, yeah? So, we are looking at that space, because there you have a combination of high temperature, you know, chemical abrasiveness and, you know, performance requirement, which really fits our kind of expertise in the materials. So that will be the next step for me. So I think we can get there, but get up to like 250 to 300 based on just product moves and, you know, the market growing and recovering and so on. To go from 400 to, oh, sorry, 300 to 500 or 600, we'll have to add a different vertical.
Right,
and that's what we are working on now.
Right. And with this 250 to 300, sorry, because the time is short, I'm just getting to the specifics first, because I had a detailed list of questions I wanted to understand more on the business side as well. So with this 250 to 300 crores, are we assuming that we'll be able to do around 25% margin sustainably, or we can do more than that?
I wouldn't get too enthusiastic on the margin beyond what we are doing today, I think, because... Okay. Like I said, to, you know, these couple of quarters, we've had a couple of, you know, things falling in the right direction. I don't know if I say we can grow the margins beyond this in the crucible space.
Correct.
As we get into patented products, differentiated products in the battery space, yeah, we should be able to command probably slightly higher margins, right, with that. But again, that's way too premature. We're not at the point yet where we can even know that we can sort of, you know, generate revenue from that. But no, I would say that I would even guide a little bit to say, okay, you know, some of the last two quarters of margins are probably on the robust side. We don't want to get too much lower than that, of course, but, you know, there are things like inflation and, you know, price pass-throughs that we, you know, may not be able to control right away.
Right. Any potential price revisions are we looking ahead in this year, or we have taken all those?
I think we've taken all of them, and some products we still have space. We probably will go after some selective price increases. We certainly won't do a blanket one like we did last year.
Right. Makes sense. Yeah. So regarding machine component, you used to say that, you know, the revenue from machine component used to be 3 to 5% and your target was to take it to 15 to 20%. Any sort of improvement over there? And
yeah, so I think that this year we will see Let me think. I think we probably ticked upwards towards 5%, 5 to 6% of revenue. I mean, just once December is closed, I'll have a better idea. But you
Right,
know,
right.
we've added about I don't know what the number is for MCIL, but globally, you know, we've added about 12 to 15 crores of revenue in that space. So obviously some of that is coming from MCIL, some of it is coming from other
Right, right,
cities.
right.
So we remain, I'd say, cautiously optimistic that we can get there to 15%. You know, some of this 250 will come from that as well, right? So as we mature our products and we start to use that market, then we can you know, sort of grow at scale, especially in the Middle Eastern markets where a lot of primary aluminum is produced.
Right.
But we remain on track largely with to our plan there. I don't see a problem.
Okay. Okay,
Okay, only just a minute is left. Can we conclude the meeting?
just one question, ma'am, regarding the management itself. So I think in July 2022 we had the call where Mr. Vikas, I think, used to be a part of the company, and then he resigned within a year. So after that, because I'm aware that you are handling most of the operations, I think on the MNC side also you're handling
Yeah,
Morganite's
everything, the whole
operations.
thing. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So India specific, is there any person who is single-handedly took like looking after this, or so
No,
on
it's
sort of
so
management?
Nitin
Yeah.
Sonawane is our executive director for the
Correct.
MCIL, and
Correct.
he sits in Aurangabad.
Correct. Okay.
So all the
So he's
operating, while some of the strategic commercial decisions are being made centrally,
Correct.
He has the operational responsibility of maintaining, you know, the performance and compliance and so
Right. Just directionally, I just wanted to understand your perspective over the last 2, 3 years, because this company has always been on the radar. I'm just talking from investors' perspective, that it has been on the radar of a lot of my fellow investors. But what they've always found is because of the backing of MNC, the focus might not be to solely grow this company, because it's a part of the group, right?
Yeah.
So that focus, just wanted to have your take on that. How have we shifted our focus to the Indian operations, and what sort of has changed in the last 2, 3 years?
So two things have changed. One is there's more certainty in India now in terms of regulation and so on. You were able to sign the APA, which was a big deal. Okay. So
Right.
until we got some tax certainty, because there was a feeling in the group that the tax authorities in India are quite predatory and they want to go after you, especially the Vodafone case, all of those things. And
Aware.
Vodafone, UK company, we are a UK company. There was a bit
Correct.
of a hesitation. Having
Correct.
MCIL sign the APA was a big factor. The second factor was just, you know, India is growing and our performance has been great. So,
Correct.
so I think that you know, those two things have changed. But I think having that certainty, having a bit of political continuity with the Indian situation, and of course, good performance by MCI. That's what I would say.
Sure. Thank you, sir, for
Okay.
your time. Yeah, so I'll sure to stay connected, and if I have any further queries, I'll just
Yeah,
mail
please
you.
reach out
Yeah.
to Pooja and, you know, she will
Sure,
arrange.
sir. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Yeah, bye.
nice talking to you. Bye, sir.